Okay.
Mr. President, Nigeria congratulates you on the assumption of the position of president of the meeting of state parties and expresses profound confidence in your experience and ability to steer the deliberation to successful outcomes. We wish to appreciate the members of the Secretariat and the Implementation Support Unit for the coordinated manner they have superintended the affairs of the convention thus far. A warm special felicitation also goes to the members of the Bureau for their support towards ensuring the universalization of the convention. Mr. President, a significant portion of the global population has experienced the tragic consequences of the cluster munitions. This continues to undermine otherwise peaceful societies, cause humanitarian consequences, unacceptable initial displacement and strife, and are responsible for hundreds of deaths each day. My country therefore remains committed to the spirit of the convention as an international instrument that prohibits use, production, transfer, and stockpiling of the cluster munitions. Mr. President, Nigeria remains deeply concerned over the use, production, transfer, and stockpiling of cluster munitions, especially in the light of their wide range of humanitarian and socioeconomic consequences, particularly on the continent of Africa. Our commitment has been demonstrated on the Convention of Cluster Munitions by signing the Convention on Cluster Munitions on June 12, 2009, as well as signing and ratification of other relevant international, regional, as well as sub-regional instruments and legal regimes such as the Arms Trade Treaty and the United Nations Program of Action. Nigeria's support for the establishment and sustenance of robust partnership with the African Union, the United Nations Regional Center for Peace and Disarmament in Africa, and other relevant organizations are also clear testimonies to our country's commitment. Mr. President, Nigeria has taken major positive steps towards ratifying the Convention on Cluster Munition. We are pleased to inform that the convention is currently before the National Assembly, receiving necessary attention as stipulated by the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and will be ratified as soon as the legislative processes are completed. In conclusion, be assured that my delegation will actively participate in all processes geared towards decisively confronting the humanitarian consequences and unacceptable harm caused to civilians by cluster munitions. In doing so, it is important to stress that all outcomes should reflect the interests of the vulnerable people, especially women and children that are suffering from the serious effect of the cluster munitions. Nigeria will continue to work closely with the international partners in consolidating the gains made in sustaining peace and development. I thank you.